Torah talks about the Ari Mikla in Parshas Veschanan, even though in Parshas Maaseh, I believe we discussed different halachas of the Ari Mikla, but it comes up again when Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz Yavdil Moshe, he had to separate the three other cities. So if he was repeating it here, so there must be a new din or a new lesson. So it says, V'natzel achas min haharam v'chai. The Rotzeach has to run to one of these cities and he has to be able to live. What's pshat? He has to be able to live. So the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, learns out, Talmud Shegola Megayin Rabo Imo, that a Talmud, a student who goes to Golis, his Rebbe has to go with him, Shenemar V'chai. Because since it says you have to live in an Ari Miklat, you have to live properly and everyone needs a Rebbe. So the Gemara says when you go to Golis, you have to bring your Rebbe with you. I guess what does he do with his other students? But to the Rambam writes that when the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in Perek Zayin, he brings down the halacha, Talmud Shagolo Le'er Mikla Megalin Rabo Yimosh Dama V'chai. He quotes the halacha, and then he adds, the people who are intelligent look for wisdom, below Talmud Torah, without being able to learn, K'misa Chashuvin. That's considered like Misa. You don't have a Rebbe, you're not able to learn Torah, it's like Misa. So the Shaila is, what are we talking about here? Someone in kindergarten, grade 3, grade 5. Pashas, we're talking about someone older. And someone who, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, you've been learning for many years. Or at least. So, what do you mean? We're not talking about someone teaching them the Aleph Beis. So what do you mean? V'chai b'hem, it's kamisha chashuv, everybody knows how to learn. So in the Sefer Badei Kodesh Ala Torah from Rabbeinu Pavarsky, he points out an interesting yesod, or interesting nekuda. And obviously we're talking about, even if you're a Talmud Chacham here, and you know how to, for sure if you don't know how to learn, you need someone to teach you. But we're talking about, you're already a big Talmud Chacham, and whatever you kill Bishogeg, he still has to grow in his learning. In other words, what we're saying is, it's not going from 0 to 1 is Kabisa Chashuvin, but if you be holding at 6 and you're staying at 4 and 5, that's also Kabisa Chashuva. This itself is considered the Chiyas, to be able to go from one level to enough. When it comes to Gashmi, it's okay, so my house is good enough, my car is good enough. When it comes to learning, he points out that it's never good enough. I mean, it's good enough if we do the best we can. And that's the yisod here. We see by Ari Mikla. We're not talking about a katan here. We're talking about a gadol. And perhaps even a Talmud Chacham. And v'chai b'hem is not just from from not knowing how to learn to learn how to knowing how to learn, but each day, each year, growing in your learning, and that's v'chai b'hem, and that's why even if you go to Ari Miklat and you have a certain status of learning, that's not enough. You have to get your Rebbe in to continue growing.